A local doctor has been sentenced to 3 years probation. Dr. Priyanka Mude of Lake Township was handed the punishment today by Stark County Common Pleas Judge Frank Forshoni. She pleaded guilty to aggravated possession of drugs, forgery, and illegal processing of drug documents. The grand jury indicted Mude in April. Prosecutors say she wrote prescriptions for oxycodone and admitted to forging a physician's signature on a peer reference form when she applied for a position. The activity occurred between July 2022 and October 2023. Mude's license to practice podiatric medicine was suspended by the state medical board in February, but was later reinstated with probationary status. Her North Canton podiatry practice closed in January 2024 and reopened months later. A hit-and-run crash in Canton Township Sunday night left a man dead. The Stark County Sheriff's Office says 39-year-old Sean Gates was hit in the 1600 block of Shepler Church Avenue Southwest just after 10:30. He was pronounced dead at the scene. The Sheriff's Office is asking for the public's help in finding the driver. The vehicle is believed to be a white sedan with front-end damage. Anyone with information is asked to call the Sheriff's Office at 330-430-3800 or the anonymous tip line at 330-451-3937. The Stark County Sheriff's Office is investigating a Sunday morning shooting in Canton Township. Four people were injured in the incident at Ashton's Bar and Grill on 8th Street Northeast. Deputies were alerted by a 911 call just before 4 a.m. None of the injuries were life-threatening. The Sheriff's Office says no one at the scene provided information about the shooter. Alliance City Council meets tonight. Among items on the agenda, a proclamation recognizing Randall Flint, who is retiring as City Health Commissioner after 41 years. Council will also consider approval of a community reinvestment area for Robertson Heating Supply. The original CRA with the company was adopted in July 2001. Robertson is proposing a $17 million warehouse on West Main Street. It would cover 93,000 square feet and is expected to lead to 20 new full-time and 5 part-time positions. Other legislation would allow the removal of exceptional quality biosolids from the wastewater treatment plant for land use. Sebring police say two people were arrested after breaking into a home. On June 6th, an officer was flagged down by a couple who said two people were inside an Oregon Avenue home for which they are caretakers. Smith Township police were called in for assistance and officers searched the house. They found a box cutter with blood on it, orange caps to syringes, and two non-functioning pen lights. Officers also discovered a woman, identified as Desiree Souter, in the basement. Police say she told them she was there with a man who wanted to steal copper from the home. Souter was arrested and charged with breaking and entering and possession of a controlled substance. A warrant was issued for Austin Marshall. He was arrested Wednesday. Marshall was also wanted for failure to appear on a theft charge in Alliance. A Uniontown man has pleaded guilty to charges resulting from a sex sting in Salem. 25-year-old Tyler Forshee entered the plea today in Columbiana County Municipal Court to engaging in prostitution and possession of criminal tools. Sentencing is scheduled for June 23rd. The Mahoning Valley Human Trafficking Task Force says Forshee responded to an online ad for sex posted by an undercover agent. He agreed to pay for a sex act and was arrested Friday after he showed up at a prearranged meeting location. Forshee is a convicted felon on parole and registered as a Tier 2 sex offender. The construction of a new K-8 building for Salem City Schools is dependent on an annexation agreement with Perry Township. The school district says the agreement must be completed by the second week of July to allow construction to begin and keep the building on track to open in July 2027. Certain plans and documents would have to be reviewed by the City Utilities Department before the annexation for the project to remain on track. That would have to be approved by City Council. The school would be built on an approximately 90-acre farm on Winnery Road, which is currently in the township. Two shootings took place on Youngstown's west side Saturday. Around 7 p.m., shots were fired at a vehicle in the 100 block of North Portland Avenue. No one was hurt. Multiple shell casings were found at the scene. 47-year-old Jonathan Spikes was arrested and charged with felonious assault and a weapons count. He was arraigned today in Youngstown Municipal Court. 3 hours earlier, a man was shot one block away in the 300 block of North Maryland Avenue. He was taken to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Youngstown police haven't said if the two incidents are connected. They are investigating. The 11th District Court has denied the appeal of a former Akron police officer serving prison time for a child pornography conviction. 34-year-old Jeffrey Parker was sentenced in November to 24 to 28 years. He pleaded guilty in Trumbull County Common Pleas Court to charges of pandering sexually oriented material involving a minor, illegal use of a minor in nudity oriented material, gross sexual imposition, and pandering obscenity. Prosecutors said Parker took nude photos of a 4-year-old girl in Wethersfield Township and posted them to an online chat room. Among other things, he argued his sentence is disproportionate compared to similar offenders. The appeals court ruled Parker's case was without merit. A Liberty Township man faces multiple charges. 21-year-old Isaiah Short will appear in Trumbull County Common Pleas Court at a date to be determined. He was arrested last week after a grand jury secretly indicted him on 2 counts each of rape and gross sexual imposition. The indictment says Short had sexual contact by threat or force with someone unable to resist or agree. Assistant County Prosecutor Gabe Wildman tells WFMJ-TV the alleged victim is intellectually disabled. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.